It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill that would protect public health officials in Colorado from having their personal information posted online gets its first hearing this week. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Current laws protect government workers and police officers from so-called doxing. That's when someone's home address or phone number is released publicly as a form of harassment, usually on social media. After numerous incidents of public health officials being targeted last year, lawmakers want to add them to the list, too. The bill would give state and county health workers the ability to remove their personal information from public internet records, things like their name, image, email, and physical address, and disclosing that information would be a misdemeanor. Some public health employees have faced threats to their homes, families, and even pets as the pandemic presses on. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
As COVID restrictions ease up around the state, Eagle County commissioners are asking people to remain vigilant. They say the county could go backwards on the state's dial of restrictions to level orange because of an increase in positive cases. Commissioners say increasing restrictions would be a setback for businesses and community members. Eagle and neighboring Summit and Pitkin counties are currently at level yellow on the state's six-color COVID map. In southwest Colorado, the Telluride Film Festival is planning to return in person this fall. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
As with many in-person events last year, the Telluride Film Festival was forced to cancel its screenings because of the coronavirus pandemic. But festival organizers are planning a return for the first week of September. Unfortunately, there are no new passes available at this time. Many of the 2020 badge holders chose to attend this year's event, and organizers plan on waiting to see what capacity for theaters will be safe. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.